Kristen's chemotherapy's been going on for a while now, and she's just had an MRI. Today, we're at her oncology appointment to find out if that tumor is growing or shrinking. So she and I talked on Zoom while she was waiting to be called back for that appointment. And after our update, you'll hear the actual recording of her appointment with Dr. Ali and the tumor progress update. This is a story about what happens when you have breast cancer, told in real time.
I'm not in your way, am I? I'm good? No, you're good? Okay. Okay, great. I'm just gonna leave it to you. Totally. Yeah.
It actually looks like you're in a cozy booth at a restaurant where you're about to have, I imagine that you're about to have eggs and hash browns where you're sitting.
That would be so good right now.
Wouldn't it?
I would love that. Yeah, I'm sitting in like a little corner over by the internal medicine department. And they have kind of this little sweet area.
Okay, so talk to me about today. What are you doing over there?
Today, I just had my port thing done. If you can see the party that's going on right here.
It looks like you have a big round bandage over the part of your shoulder that is just above your armpit with the port on it.
It's over my port. Can you see this tube thing right here? No, hang on.
Yeah. It looks like the end of an IV.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so it's in my port, my chest. So today I see the doctor. And so on the days that I see the doctor, it takes a little bit longer. So I go over and they access my port. So I put lidocaine on before I get here to numb the port area because the needle's pretty big that they put in. And then I cover it with saran wrap and tape an hour before. And so I get here and they take that off and they clean it. And then they access the port and then they flush it to be sure that it's clean and there's no blockages. And then they make sure there's a good blood return and they take my labs. And then I wait here for about an hour. So the labs have time to process. And then I go in and see my doctor.
Does it feel all chilly when they flush the port?
Yes. And it tastes like what you would think acetone tastes like. Nail polish remover.
Yeah.
And I've never tasted it. But you get a taste in your mouth. It's really weird because they flush it with saline. So you would think it would be a salty taste, right? But it's not. Whatever happens in your body, it tastes like what you think nail polish remover would taste like.
Well, that sounds very unpleasant.
It's super great. So what they do is they put the IV in, they flush it also, and then they put the different medicines in and stuff like that. So the port stuff is done over in the hematology area. Like they have to have a certain specialization to do that. So it's totally different from like an IV draw in your arm.
Yeah.
So the whole reason that they do the port is so that they don't break your veins in your arm, you know, because they're accessing it so much. They're putting poison in there for hours at a time. That's really rough on your veins. I don't know if you can see right here. It looks like a vein. Can you see that?
Yeah.
So what that is it's a tube that they put in that goes from the port up to my carotid artery, and then it goes down into my chest and down into my heart and into my veins.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to send you the graphic of it. So I see the doctor with this chemo. It's Taxol. And I see the doctor with this chemo every 3 weeks because it's not as harsh as the AC chemo that we were doing the first 8 weeks. So I'll see her today after getting the ultrasound and the MRI that I had last week. So I think I texted you and said that the tumor had shrunk a little bit, right? Like 0.2 centimeters. And that was from the ultrasound. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to the MRI, I got the information and it's shrunk on one side, 0.2 centimeters. Everywhere else, it's the same size, but it hasn't grown in 3 months. It hasn't shrunk a lot. I know that my oncologist was a little bit disappointed that the tumor you can see on the outside hadn't shrunk. And I think I sent you an audio tape. I think I still have it. But what she said, and I was like, okay, great. she's like, well, we're trying a new medicine, so maybe that one will work better. And I'm thinking, so the last 8 weeks of hell were for nothing. And so I hope I'm making sense with this, because I've had a hard time understanding why it's important to them that it shrinks. Mm-hmm. Because in my brain, they're just going to take it off in June.
Right.
So if they take off 2 centimeters or 1 centimeter, they're still taking it all off. And what she's explained to me is that the goal is to cure the cancer. It's not just to save my life. And with curing the cancer is having the chemo go in and kill all those microcells that could be lurking, that are small enough that you can't see them in a scan. Does that make sense?
It does. Have you asked how often are they actually switching medications? It seems like it's
just the one time.
Is that typical that they have to try different stuff?
So I think it's typical depending on your diagnosis and on your stage, because a lot of people are confused as to why they're doing chemo before they're doing surgery. Because a lot of times they just do surgery, because I've been sitting here with this tumor in my body that I've known about, you know, for 4 months, and I want it out. But I think depending on the type of, just all the different things that are going on with your cancer, that they have different protocols. And so this protocol was using 2 different medications, not necessarily changing because one wasn't working, but doing 2 different types of chemo protocols, right? And so, hang on one sec. There's a lot going on right now. Okay, so we're back. What I do love about my oncologist is she's extremely straightforward. She'll just say it. And so she was just like, well, so we're starting a new medication, so maybe this one will be more aggressive. That's kind of what she said. And so to me, all I can think of is we're doing all of this to kill the microcells. I can't be worried about whether it's shrinking or not. Like if it shrinks, that means to me that the medication is killing the microcells. That's what I envision, that it's working, even if it's not growing, even if the tumor isn't growing, at least the medication is working to kill anything that might be sitting out there getting ready to form something else. So I'll see my doctor and then I'll talk to her about the MRI. Uh-oh, hang on. I think they're calling me.
Okay.
Sorry, I hear it from the around the area over there. Okay, sorry, gotta run.
So we're waiting for Dr. Ali. And let's see, what was my blood pressure? 106 over 65, which is like high for me. I'm usually below 100 on the top one. But apparently she has a fellow, I guess, working with.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Dr. Beck. I think have I seen you before?
I don't think so, but you have great hair. I'm super envious these days.
Well, I spent years and years chopping it all off and donating it, so hopefully someone got something. But,
sure.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Dr. Lee, I'm one of her fellows. I think you've seen the fellows before. So.
I haven't, but that's great. I think it's awesome.
Well, she is training us, and I want to do breast cancer. So I know you're here prior to cycle 4 of your Taxol. Mm-hmm. How has it been compared to the AC?
I haven't felt as nauseous.
Very good.
Which is good. My sleep has been horrible. And so I don't know why. I don't know if it's
taking
different.
The steroids?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're giving the steroids with the chemo,
yeah.
But I'm not taking it days 2, 3, 4 like I was with
which
the other,
which is
weird.
That you would have. Okay.
I know, it's weird. I've noticed that I can go to sleep, but I'm up easily at 3. And wide awake. I've been taking melatonin, and so that's been helping a little. But then, it will be tomorrow, it'll take me probably until about 2 a.m. to go to sleep. It's just so it's really weird. And I've noticed some anxiety, chest pains.
Okay.
Which is weird, and I don't know what's going on with that. And nothing's changed.
When you're when it's time to sleep.
Just even when I'm in there on the chemo, and which is weird because I'm not nervous about it or anything.
But you think it's basically anxiety.
I used to have anxiety attacks and stuff, and I haven't had those in forever.
Are you still taking your medication for anxiety?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm taking
the Wellbutrin,
and the Cymbalta.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have Ativan as needed? If you want, you can take one before treatment.
I don't.
So that's Ativan? An option. Okay. It can help. Okay. But if it's just with treatment, I don't know if you want to be taking that. Do you drive yourself to treatment?
No, I have somebody who brings me and picks me up. But what it does is it kind of starts an anxiety thing that keeps going. And I have to really
work.
It's
hard to get away. Right. We can definitely have. So I'll talk about that. Okay. Man. And then you said nausea is better. So are you eating okay? Or are you?
I put on, I think, 20 pounds, which is a lot to me. Just happy that I'm not losing weight.
I know. And then any nail changes or numbness and tingling? No, you can grab everything. You're not dropping anything.
So, yeah, so far I have my ice things, so they stay nice and cold.
All right, I don't have a lot to tell you. Your labs look really good today.
Oh, good.
So, you know, very, very mild anemia, but like it's over 11, so very good. Your platelets are good. White blood cell count is good. So I don't have a lot to tell you.
That's awesome.
Just keep staying hydrated. As far as anything else, if there's anything you think of when I bring her back in, we can talk about it. We did an
MRI.
An MRI. To someone, and someone called you and told you.
Well, I saw it, the ultrasound immediately.
Yeah, okay, can you feel anything?
Can I feel different?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, not really.
You can feel the area.
Okay. Yeah, you can see it and feel it. It would probably be really good for you to see.
Yeah, I'd love to. Would you mind hopping up?
Yeah. I'm always like, I get to see my cancer. I mean, who gets to do that?
Well, you know, the only good, well, then you can follow it. You know, you make sure everything we're doing is working. Yeah. And it is working. We can unzip. I know it's not the warmest.
That's okay. I'll take this off. I just don't want to mess with the report.
Okay. Okay.
So, to me, it looks different when I look at it.
Would it be
like
okay
this.
If I lie back?
Because it used to be able to see an indentation down here.
And you can't anymore.
No. So that's good.
So not only, well, you know, we have the best way, we have imaging, but we also have this side here.
I think it started at 270 there, so I don't know what it's at, like on the surface. But it's interesting because you wouldn't, I mean, I expected when, you know, if it's cancer to be like this big thing you can definitely see a difference with. And it's not. I mean, if you compare the two.
It's just the bit under the nipple, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you compare the two, I mean. The only way that I would know.
Well, yeah, because sometimes nipple areas can be firm. Areola.
Completely.
They really can be.
Yeah, the only way I knew there was a difference, that I found it, is that this was a little flatter.
That usually is the case, but
that's what I've heard.
Everyone's different, though, so glad that it wasn't you. Or you can sit up.
I'm more fatigued, obviously, because it's cumulative.
It's cumulative, yeah. Did you get outside this weekend? You can go ahead and put that jacket on.
I did, yeah. In fact,
it's a beautiful weekend, right?
So pretty. In fact, like last week, check out what I did to my head. Like I had this headband on.
Yeah.
And it looks like
my
God.
How cute. Yeah, you got a little sun in the back of your shoulders.
That was
too.
Yesterday.
It looks like a little tan.
Isn't that funny? I didn't notice it until I was like walking outside and my neighbor's like, hey, nice yarmulke. I'm like, what?
Oh,
and he's like,
your hair is starting to.
It is. I usually shave it, you know, but because of this, it was peeling a little bit. I didn't want to aggravate
it. Oh, yeah, I see it peeling a little bit. Okay, well, you know, you're not used to it. Who thinks of it except, you know, people like my dad who are, you know, balding and things
right.
like that. Did you ever feel anything in your armpits?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to grab her. She's already, you know, gone over everything. So this will be cycle 4, so you have it for 12 cycles. And then you're going to have surgery. So is Dr. Rivera your surgeon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. So maybe, I don't know if you wonder. I did see you have an appointment with him. So this will all be done in May.
End of May. Yeah.
So maybe.
So he, when I talked to him in January, I think it was right after I started chemo, he said that we would connect again in April.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, we're getting there, so just make sure, because you don't have an appointment. I just don't want you to mess with anything. And that's it, otherwise.
Okay.
Right? So I'll be right back. Be comfortable.
Sit where I want to see. She can want to see this too.
Probably, if you can drape that over you.
Sure.
But yeah, she'll want to see it. But I'm happy with that image.
Good.
The shrinking.
Me too.
Okay, you're right.
My God, that girl had the best hair. She's so cute. So it must have shrunk more than that would be, what it looked like in the report to me. So it's good. It's good news. So I guess after today, I'm halfway through the number of chemos. I'm more than halfway through the time that I will have done through 8 of 16 chemos. Girl, I gained 20 pounds in 2.5 months. Holy shit, it took me so long to lose that. Damn. Well, my wrinkles aren't showing as much in my face then, probably. We'll go with that.
Hey there.
Hey. My new look.
Well, I told you you need to see it too.
So, Taxol's going okay?
Yeah,
it's, I was telling her that, it's like, I don't sleep as well.
Yeah.
And is that normal? Like, is it?
You do get some steroid pre-medication when you get your infusion. Right. So you're unlikely to sleep well tonight, possibly tomorrow.
That's what it, yeah.
So that's okay. Why.
Okay. And it gives me like a little bit of anxiety. Like
it's the steroids.
Okay. Steroids. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. No neuropathy?
No, not so far. The first week it was kind of like an ache.
Yeah.
And if I really sit here and go like this, it aches a little bit, but okay. like it didn't before, but it's not, it's like a 0.5 out of 10. It's not, you know, yeah, so I got my chest full of, mittens and booties and
very good.
Yeah.
Blood work showed slight increase in your liver function tests, but that happens on Taxol. We're just going to watch it.
Okay.
Just make sure you're not taking Tylenol, drinking alcohol, drinking green tea.
No green tea. Okay. I have drank green tea. I won't drink.
No more green tea. We have noticed. I thought it was crazy, but actually we've noticed that green tea can affect liver function. Hop over there. Let me take it. Here, use the
pan to whip it at them.
The MRI looked a little better. Still measuring about the same on exam.
Okay.
All right, you're good. Carry on, and I will see you in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Can you call me if you need, okay?
I will, thank you. I'm glad to know that's normal, because I was like, what is going on? Am I, like, freaking out about the chemo? Or?
It's the steroids, okay. Especially if it's just happening the day of and the day after.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Awesome.
Bye.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Okay.
And that was that.
Thanks for listening to Breast Cancer Stories. There's a link in the show notes with all of the resources mentioned on this episode and more info about how you can donate. If you're facing a breast cancer diagnosis and you want to tell your story on the podcast, send an email to hello@theaxis.io. I'm Eva Shea, your host and executive producer. Production support for the show comes from Mary Ellen Clarkson, and our engineer is Daniel Cruiser. Breast Cancer Stories is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.